Tiny Sparks and Turning Points is a monthly selection of protests, strikes and significant dates concerning social change in Australian history. This segment is presented by the Commons Social Change Library, a repository of more than 1,500 resources for campaigners, which can be found at commonslibrary.org. On the 1st of February 1851, the Australasian League for the Abolition of Transportation coalesced into a national organisation during a conference at Melbourne's Queen's Theatre. With branches in all the Australian colonies, its members vowed to campaign for an end to the use of unwaged convict labour. Following much campaigning and the election of its members to the Tasmanian legislature, the system of sending convicts from Britain to Australia was abolished on the country's east coast, with the last shipload arriving in 1853.
Also on the 1st of February, but in 2015, refugee supporters interrupted the Australian Open men's final in Melbourne, calling for the closure of the Manus Island Detention Centre.
On the 2nd of February 1894, Aboriginal people at South Australia's Punindi Station petitioned the government, demanding they be given land.
A citywide general strike in Brisbane peaked on February 2, 1912, in what became known as Black Friday. Following a general shutdown of industry, numerous demonstrations, raids on elite restaurants, and the regular picketing of shops and businesses that refused to recognise the call to stop work, 15,000 people defied a government ban on protests. Gathering in Market Square, they found themselves facing thousands of police, many hastily sworn in and some carrying rifles. Egged on by Police Commissioner Patrick Carl, police attacked and terrorised the crowd, for which they were widely condemned.
On the 3rd of February 1979, members of the West Australian Campaign to Save Native Forests occupied the site of a proposed smelter in Wagerup, in order to prevent the destruction of old-growth forests through aluminium mining.
On the 4th of February 1840, shepherds in the York, 2J and Northern districts of Western Australia held the first meeting of the recently formed Mutual Protection Society. Possibly the first type of union in the area, this organisation aimed, in their words, to discuss and counter, quote, the dangerous powers conferred on magistrates by a late act of the Legislative Council respecting contracts between masters and servants.
On the 4th of February 1939, up to 200 Yorta Yorta community members walked off Kamaragunja Mission in southern New South Wales to protest poor rations, deplorable living conditions and dictatorial controls. A nine-month strike camp on the banks of the Murray River in Victoria ensued.
On February 4, 2011 in Melbourne, a crowd gathered outside the State Library to express solidarity with the hundreds of thousands of pro-democracy protesters gathered in Tahrir Square in Cairo. During the rally, a minute's silence was held to remember those who had recently been killed by the Mubarak regime.
On the 5th of February 1968, the Melbourne Draft Resisters Union was formed to fight military conscription.
On the 6th of February 1838, convict William Walton faced court in Sydney for sneaking extra food to his friends in jail.
On the 6th of February 1902, drinkers in the town of Malines in the Goldfields Esperance region, who had been boycotting local pubs for a month over exorbitant prices, received relief in the form of a barrel of beer sent by supporters in nearby Menzies.
On the 7th of February 1968, protesters chained themselves across the entry to the Swan Street Barracks in Melbourne to prevent the intake of military conscripts.
On the 7th of February 1972, Black Power activists began a free breakfast service for First Nations children in Newtown, Sydney.
On the 8th of February 1829, inmates at the Cascades Female Factory, Tasmania's first all-women's prison, protested intolerable living conditions and harsh punishments by setting fires, banging on doors, shouting at guards, and resisting arrest. The trigger for their protest was the placing of two women in solitary confinement for receiving bread and cheese thrown over the prison wall by friends and supporters.
On the 10th of February 1925, the South Australian Trades and Labour Council declared a boycott on IXL Jam in support of 500 women on strike at the company's factory.
On the 11th of February 1796, Scottish Republican and Democrat Thomas Muir, along with other convicts, escaped Botany Bay aboard the American ship the Otter. Muir was one among five Scottish martyrs sentenced to transportation to Australia for 14 years for sedition, which in this case included advocating for parliamentary and constitutional reform and distributing banned materials by Thomas Paine and others.
On the 11th of February 1917, work was shut on the remote East-West Railway in Western Australia over the poor quality of food.
Also on the 11th of February, but in 1920, Melbourne stevedores refused to load wheat, flour and other food for export until local prices were brought down.
On the 11th of February 1980, 20 Victorian unions brought transport to a halt over proposed cuts to workers' compensation.
On the 12th of February 1965, First Nations activists and supporters began a two-week freedom ride around New South Wales to protest against racial discrimination. As part of their journey, they carried out surveys of Aboriginal living conditions in rural towns and held protests against the exclusion of Aboriginal servicemen from the Walgett Return Services League and Aboriginal children from swimming pools in Kempsey and Moree.
On the 12th of February 1990, Greenpeace activists blocked pipes spewing toxic waste into the ocean from the BHP steelworks in Wollongong.
On the 13th of February 2015, 250 people gathered in New South Wales' Lurd State Forest to take part in actions against coal mining.
As part of an international weekend of action against the war on Iraq, hundreds of thousands of people from all walks of life packed the streets of Melbourne on the 14th of February 2003. In doing so, they joined tens of millions of others in more than 600 towns and cities around the world.
On February the 17th, 1846, Aboriginal people imprisoned on Flinders Island petitioned Queen Victoria, demanding they be treated with dignity.
On February the 17th, 1920, disabled ex-servicemen working in an artificial limb factory in Melbourne struck over the Defence Department's refusal to cut working hours and improve pay.
Having been given 6 months' notice by the Stonemason Society, many Sydney employers agreed to concede the 48-hour working week during February 1856. Master builders overseeing work on Tooth's Kent Brewery in Parramatta Road resisted, however, with the result that the majority of their stonemasons downed tools on the 18th of February, moving to another worksite where the 8-hour day was in place.
Also on the 18th of February, but in 1869 and in Fremantle, convict John Boyle O'Reilly escaped the penal colony of Western Australia. Sentenced to death in 1866 for joining the British military in order to sow dissent amongst the ranks, the Irish Republican sentence was commuted to 20 years penal servitude. Arriving in Fremantle in 1868, his exile lasted little more than a year. As with the aid of settlers, he escaped aboard the American whaler, the Gazelle.
On the 18th of February 1951, 330 female members of the Federated Iron Workers Association in Newcastle began a strike, eventually winning equal pay with men.
On February the 21st, 1972, a First Nations family were evicted from their Housing Commission home at Mully Mully. Following the eviction, six children were taken away by state welfare officials. In response, a community meeting immediately resolved to go on rent strike until the family were reunited and restored to their home.
On the 21st of February 1971, a five-day national anti-war conference came to an end in Sydney, aimed at building on momentum against conscription and Australian military involvement in Vietnam. It drew 1,300 registered delegates.
On the 22nd of February 1907, 40 inmates at Fremantle Prison protested the use of flogging as a punishment by going on strike.
On the 24th of February 2013, 20,000 people marched in Fremantle against a proposed gas hub in the Kimberleys at Walmerton.
On the 25th of February, 1980, eight people were arrested for squatting a disused property in Chippendale, Sydney. This was one of 13 homes in a row on Cleveland Street where tenants had resisted heavy rent hikes and eviction.
On the 25th of February, but in 1982, members of the Sheltered Workshops Employees Association and other disabled workers rallied outside Parliament House in Canberra, demanding improved wages and the right to earn as much as other pensioners.
On the 26th of February, 1986, a tree sit and other actions at Farmhouse Creek and the Lemontine saw the logging of old-growth forests temporarily halted.
On the 27th of February 1913, hundreds of employees at Sydney's North Shore Gas Company walked off the job. This was largely in response to long-running grievances over pay, but also asserted the right to strike, as the state government had gained an injunction that prevented the workers' union from holding a ballot over possible industrial action. The strike soon expanded, cutting off supplies to households and businesses and plunging parts of the city into darkness. A decision by the government to bring in strikebreakers, including students from elite private schools, saw workers disrupt hiring points, rally at Trades Hall, and hoot scabs at work.
On the 27th of February, 1937, the owners of the North Woollahra mine near Port Macquarie in New South Wales gave in to striking workers' demands after miners occupied and barricaded the pit. On the same day, up to 250 women and children picketed the company manager's home.
On the 27th of February 1982, 13,000 Adelaide public servants took part in their first ever strike.
You've been listening to Tiny Sparks and Turning Points. The segment will return next month. In the meantime, to find out more about the history of social change in Australia, you can visit commonslibrary.org.